Hi everyone, it's Julie, and I'm continuing chatting with Tracy Tromans, who is the operations manager of the Briley Hill project. Hello again.
Hello.
Now, I don't think we've covered everything yet, so would you like to tell me about the yellow ribbon situation? What's
yes.
that all about?
Yes, we've recently been involved with Yellow Ribbon. They operate out of Telford and they're a charity that deal with ex-offenders. They provide out-of-the-gate services for ex-offenders.
So that means out of the prison gate?
Out of the prison gate, right. Yeah. So as they come out of the gate, they actually meet them in they actually visit them whilst in prison and they prepare a pathway. So they try to support them with first finding a home, finding meaningful employment and mentor. So they provide that mentor service. And we recently become one of their links to provide a mentor in this region because they're in Shropshire, they're in
yes.
Telford.
Yeah.
And obviously when someone's coming out of prison, they usually go to the area that they're familiar with. So if it's sort of Dudley Borough, somewhere, then
they can come.
They can come.
To you.
Christmas, there was a release on the 22nd of December.
Oh, crikey.
And as you can imagine, that's quite a big deal for
yes.
somebody coming
no family to go to, presumably.
No. So we sort of picked them up from the bus station and just had a copper and talked things through. And then made sure that they'd got somewhere to go and provide that ongoing mentoring service.
Is it quite hard to find jobs?
Yes, but, you know, there are other places and opportunities. Like in Yellow Ribbon, what they've actually done in Telford is they've opened a cafe. So people are employed in their cafe.
Right.
And they've opened a furniture shop as well.
Oh, have they?
So what they do is renovate. They've got a guy who's a French polisher by trade. He's since retired from lecturing. But he's not retired from work because he works in their studio. So he teaches and he spends time with them and
so
skills
he's
them.
He's actually doing something he loves as well, isn't he? It's
That's
helping
right.
him in a way as well, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's all about those kind of links.
Yes.
You know, that we try to establish so we know that, oh yeah, we could send this, but this person's
that's
got an interest
there.
In
yes.
They're practical
that's,
people.
That's really good.
That will develop. It's, you know, at the moment we're sort of one part of a triangle where we're the mentor part, but there's the housing part,
yes,
and there's the job part, and we try to go and find partners at
yes.
the moment in the other two corners, if you like.
Yes,
but I can see that we'll develop into maybe working the other corners
as well.
Yeah,
whether you want to or not, probably.
Well, you know, things don't work unless you've got all of the support there.
No.
If someone hasn't got any...
You can't just dabble at it, can you?
No.
No.
And, you know, if someone hasn't got meaningful things to do, then, of course, the temptation is... Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And you can't sort of dangle a prospect and then not be able to come up with the goods to...
No.
To help them.
No.
We were talking, you and I, about form filling and how difficult that can be, because when people go into any sort of system, the staff there are so under pressure, they don't have time to help.
No.
Just, as you said, they just say, well, this is the form you've got to fill in and leave them.
Yes.
Whereas your organisation can help with that.
That's right. They can either come into the drop-in and we'll sit and fill in the form with them, whether that be manually or online. So we haven't got a sort of, oh, we need to get rid of you in half an hour.
Yes.
Agenda at all. We'll take our time and we'll sit with them and we'll assist them and try to sort of facilitate it if and give them confidence.
I was going to say, you give them confidence, don't you?
That's right.
Once they know how it's done.
Yes.
Maybe not the first time, but several times, they will get the confidence to do it for themselves.
And then that person will come in and help someone else.
Yes, that's brilliant.
And
isn't it?
It's perpetuating, you know, so that's how it tends to work.
Now, tell me about the Breakfast Club.
Yes, our member of staff, Stacey, he goes to Albion Street on a Tuesday morning, and they have a breakfast club there. So people can pop in and have food and companionship, really.
They have their egg and bacon.
They have all sorts of stuff. Whatever feel.
I might have to find an excuse to come.
So that's more like befriending.
Is that just drop-in?
Yes, it is. You don't have to book to go.
No.
You can just go along.
Just go.
Mm-hmm. And that's in association with Albion Street Church as well. So the pastor there actually goes and joins in, and we've got one of our volunteers as well that goes. So that's quite a nice group.
It's a really Christian thing for the churches to do, but it's also is done in such a way that people don't feel that they're being overtaken by religion and pulled into it.
No.
It's almost completely separate, but in the background there are people who are fulfilling what they believe is the right thing to do.
Yeah, because you're providing care, and you're providing time, and you're providing ultimately love, aren't you?
It's a kind of ministry, isn't it?
But it's ministry.
It's ministry, but without the heavy overtones.
It isn't a preach.
No.
Isn't teaching
and
in
it's
a
not
biblical
come
sense.
Come to church on Sunday and we'll show you.
No, but it is an outworking of biblical principles,
yes,
which are that you love and you care for people.
Yes.
Love thy neighbour.
But that is something that's in you, isn't it, really?
Yeah, of course. It's.
You can't do it unless you feel it, can you?
No. You've got to feel compassion, and you've got to feel love and understanding.
Yes.
It's not something that you can create.
And you're, in a funny sort of way, it's like working here at the centre. It's helping you because it's something that you're feeling fulfilled doing, isn't it?
Yes, it's certainly an interesting but a good outworking of what
it's
you
quite demanding
believe.
There.
You know, what you believe that there's no one that should be excluded.
No.
It's an inclusive situation, so anybody can come.
Mm.
It doesn't matter who they are or what their circumstances are.
Finally, the Little Acorns playgroup.
Yes, that was an interesting one because the ladies who run Little Acorns playgroup in South Street came to the project initially as well. And they came and volunteered in toddlers. Their children were small and they volunteered in the toddlers group that was running there. And that developed because they wanted to, when their children got older and out of toddlers, they wanted to have their own business.
Oh, right.
And it is their own business. The ladies there operate, they're Ofsted registered. They operate and run Time for Twos. So they're funded to provide child placements for those kiddies, preschool kids. So they're lovely. It's a lovely, lovely group. And their ethos really is all about caring and loving and nurturing.
Yeah.
Not just, oh, we'll get through the regime.
No.
So... Yeah, it's lovely.
A much wider.
It's really a great environment. They've also worked really hard because they've fundraised. They've done cinema nights for the kids and things like that to provide an outside space. So you'll see at the side of the building now a fenced off area where the children can go outside and play in sand and dirt and got little bikes and things. So they've really, really worked so that they can move from good to an excellent Ofsted. So
it's fantastic.
It's thumbs up for them.
Yeah. So we're going to end on a really happy note then,
yes.
Tracy. Thanks very much for coming in to talk to us. I know
You're
the
welcome.
Listeners will have enjoyed it.
Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For inviting me.